Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll have open lines starting here in about 20 minutes or so, but we do have in studio with us, as she is every Thursday, we have Denise York with Coffeeville's Reawakening. Denise, good morning. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, Kyle. Good morning to you, too.
It's good to see you, and we got a lot of stuff here on the docket, and we're going to start off, of course, as we do pretty much every time you're here, with Coffeeville Together's numbers, as that is still going on, and it's still good. Seems like it's still doing pretty good right now.
It is doing good. And then with the Christmas season coming up, hopefully we'll have another surge. Mm-hmm. But right now, gift certificates, we have 815 that's been sold for a total of $43,090. So that means CACF also matches that 43. So another $43,090 into the relief fund. So we're talking a total of $86,180
for this
small community.
That's incredible. So that's going to definitely help out quite a bit. So, and hopefully we can get to that $50,000. Like you said, maybe we'll have another Christmas surge coming up as we are getting close to that. I know we haven't had a Halloween yet, but you know that the company's already starting to talk about Christmas, because you know they kind of skip over Thanksgiving for the most part.
Well, you can go get a gift certificate for one of the local businesses. Yes. And go buy your Halloween cookies. Yeah,
exactly.
Go get whatever there.
Yeah, so. Halloween's coming up, so get all your Halloween candy. So, yeah.
And then we hope to have Janie Gillis join us here in a few weeks to update us on the grants that have been assigned and everything. So we've got that to look forward to.
And the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about Porchology, how people have been able to, get into that contest because a grant from the AARP. And, it sounds like you have your winners now for Porchology.
We do. The Porchology, it's closed. You can't enter anymore. Peggy and her group, I think they had over 40 entries.
Wow, that's a lot.
She's had quite a few judges. I think there was 12 of them, and they were broken up in phases. So they narrowed it down to, I think it was four houses in each section of town. Mm-hmm. And so the winners from those finalists are as follows. It's Cynthia South at 1303 West Fifth Street, Tammy and James Jones at 1820 South Walnut, Sarah and Richard Wellington at 406 East 10th, and Julia Keene at 911 West 6th.
All right.
And just to tell you, I drove around and looked at a lot of these houses, and there are a lot of porches in Coffeeville that are, just done right. Mm-hmm. So, this will be a good addition to the community.
It's gathering places like we've been talking with Peggy the past couple of weeks. Those were the original gathering places where people got around and just kind of hung out and talked, So you like to have those big front porches,
Exactly. And I think the judges awarded special porchologist recognition to entries that, that represented what a porch can be, and they'd made their improvements. So the winners of these four winners will start their porch redo soon. I think the plan is to have it done by October.
Awesome.
Maybe mid-October, end of October. And a lot of them are, getting volunteers from people that they know or doing sweat equity and everything, and we'll make those dollars for the porch stretch a little bit. So Peggy's got signs out. I think they're out, or if they're not, they will be. So drive by these four addresses and kind of keep an eye on what's going on and see the progress.
Absolutely. Is there going to be like a before and after picture?
Absolutely. I'm sure there is.
Okay, because so. that's definitely, those are always fun to look at because you're just like, whoa. I mean, like for me, I look at pictures of old downtown Coffeeville back like, when it was in its wild, wild west days, and you look at it now, and you're just like, is that the same place? That's right. Crazy,
But some of them look exactly the same.
Yeah, I know. It's no doubt. It's wild, it is, yeah. So very, very cool. So congratulations to those Porchology winners. Also, tonight it is happening, well, not tonight, it's happening today, all day today. Pizza Hut and the Binland Foundation, they're teaming up today for a tasty fundraiser.
Yes.
So to speak.
And we want to, shout out to Bill Jamez, the manager of Pizza Hut, who put this together for us. But today only, if you order pizza and you turn in your receipts either to Pizza Hut or to the chamber, they're donating 20% of those funds back to the Midland for a fundraiser. And that's in honor of our 92nd anniversary of the first showing of the movie down here at the Midland Theater.
So, and that'll that will go to the renovations of the theater, correct?
And probably operational funds, more likely. Or, you know, this year has been kind of hard on us on fundraising.
Right.
We had to cancel Viva La Ville. So there's just a lot of, you know, donations that we didn't receive. So this is going to help us, you know, maybe pay the electric bill.
Absolutely. So. There we go. So that'll help out a lot, though, going to the Midland Foundation to help with operational costs to the Midland Theater.
So today's the day. If you're going to get pizza for your employees, you should
go online and order it. Go get lots of pizza.
Absolutely.
way, the more you buy, the more that the Midland will get. So so buy $100 a pizza.
Exactly. That's what we're having tonight for dinner.
Hey, there you go. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Pizza anytime. Speaking of the Midland Theater, of course, tomorrow night you guys will be having the movie night, and tomorrow's going to be Rudy.
It will be, and you can turn in your Pizza Hut receipts tomorrow night at the movie if you want to. One thing that we have added this week is we are going to sell concessions. I mean, you know, candy bars and drinks in cans, so they will be, you know, we'll be handing them out, and everybody will have gloves and masks on. But we haven't been doing that just because of the COVID, but we're going to give it a shot. And of course, we'll have the free popcorn that Liebert Brothers and Isham's always sponsors that for us. So we'll have that going on, but just a little addition there for tonight. And we also want to thank Community State and Coffee Resource Nitrogen Fertilizer for their donations for the night.
And, you know, you saw me there last time you guys had the movie, and it was funny. My kiddo got the very last bag of popcorn, so he was very happy.
I think we're planning on doing a few more, tomorrow night. So
he was very happy. He loves popcorn. So
yeah, it's kind of hard to gauge, you know, how much do you make and not make. But it's made ahead of time, prepackaged, and everything, so...
But we went out there, had a ball, and I tell you what, plenty of space to social distance. So, and it's hard to find a bad seat down there. I mean, just you park yourself anywhere, and I say park yourself as in take your chair over there and sit in the street. That's the good thing. The street is blocked off, so you can sit out there. I think that's where me and my son had sat at. I think we sat right on the sidewalk near the street, though. Had a perfect view of the screen. There's not a bad seat down there.
Well, and the other, and with the weather being so nice,
oh,
I mean, it's
beautiful.
Not so hot and everything, so that would be great. And this is the first night that we don't have the city band playing with us. So, but Coffeyville Resource, the nitrogen fertilizer plant, they provide the porta potties, and there's a hand washing station there. And I've watched them when they deliver it, and they just wipe that thing down totally. So you can feel, you know, that it's clean. So.
It is completely clean, so they do a good job with that, and we appreciate them also bringing those porta potties down there because, I mean, you get a large, you get a gathering of people. Somebody's going to have to go to the restroom at some point. So, also on future movie nights coming up on October 2nd, you will have Ferris Bueller, which is one of my favorites. I love me some Bueller. So you can tell I've watched that movie quite a bit.
Well, and this one's been paid for by the family of Debbie Woodall. You know, they've
of course she used to work here. She used to be the news director here.
Yes, and I guess it was one her favorite movie. So you know, they have graciously donated the licensing fee for that one. So, and that gives us the opportunity to have three shows. Or three nights in October with the Ferris Bueller. That's on October 2nd. And then October 3rd, we plan on doing the Dalton documentary that ties in with everything going on downtown for the Coffeyville.
It's right here. I had it right here. Here it is. The past lives on in Coffeyville.
Right.
So that is coming up. And usually that would be the Dalton Defenders days. But unfortunately, you know, that had to be canceled because, I mean, there's a lot of close contact with that. You got the bleachers and stuff like that. But still, this is going to be an exciting event going on downtown. As stuff out in the plaza, you'll have folks dressed up as past characters, as Dalton members, as Isham will be down there as well. And just a lot of the gentleman who invented the Icy, yes. He will be down there as well. Exactly. Yep. So that's going to be a lot of fun to have all those characters, all those people down there dressed up as the characters and in character the entire time. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be. And, stay downtown the afternoon. I think we're having the Indian dancers are there mm-hmm. around noon or so. And then, the museum will be open and the restaurants and stuff.
I was about to say the restaurants down there. And like you said, you're running the Dalton documentary. And is that going to be kind of like running just in kind of a loop, running it a few times?
We will. I mean, I think it's only around 45 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably throw in, I think we have a Midland, Midland blur that we'd like to run. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably run that a couple times. So, but with the darkness, right?
Right.
There earlier. So
right.
Hopefully, around 5 or 6, we'll be ready to do those and maybe run it 2 or 3 times that night.
But absolutely.
On a documentary, I mean, you see some things and things that are explained to you that you may not get during the reenactments.
Right.
It's always good to add that to it.
Absolutely. So that'd be a lot of fun to, I may have to come down for that. I will not be working that night. So, so I'll be able to come down. I have not seen that yet. And I definitely, will probably get to the Dalton Museum, Dalton Defenders Museum as well. Even though I've been here like a year, it's just my life is like crazy where I barely get any time off. So that'll be actually a weekend when I don't have anything going on. So
well, that weekend,
that is the best weekend to come down. Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely. Check out all the characters in downtown. It's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely excited about that coming up.
Well, and then we have in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. Peggy and her group has been looking to put together a fall festival at the Orchard and the Garden. So they'll just be anybody who said there's nothing to do in Coffeyville, they're not looking.
Exactly.
There's plenty to do.
Exactly. And including Christmas coming up on the plaza. You guys are still planning for that, but that will be a lot of fun as well, especially since the Christmas tree will be even a little bit bigger this year than it was last year.
2 feet taller.
There we go. That's always a good thing. So
22 feet with the 3-foot star, so we're sitting at right at 25.
Because I remember you guys saying that the tree you got last year, it was called a buildable tree where you can literally add on to it really every year if you wanted to.
You can take it up to 80 feet, and that's about 7 stories tall. I think the Macy's in San Francisco, they have one that.
Wow.
Tall.
That's
crazy. Expect to get it that tall.
No. If we got it that tall, that'd be incredible. That for sure. You said we're at 22 feet right now?
Yes.
Or I mean, that's plenty big enough for sure.
So, yeah. So, we're still planning the Christmas on the plaza. So, look, there'll be more information coming out on that here in the next couple weeks. But we are looking for vendors, craftsmen, people that might want to do pop-up stores, volunteers, and then performing groups. So if you've got a choir that sings, let us know if you'd be interested in doing one of the nights down there. And we're coordinating that with the candlelight tours at the mansion to kind of, relieve some of the congestion that gets there at the mansion so people can social distance better.
So it'll be on the same nights as the candlelight tours, correct?
It will be.
Okay.
Except we're adding 2 nights. The first night is the parade.
Okay.
December 4th.
Okay.
And we'll do the lighting of the Christmas tree that night and have something special down there.
All right. So again, so it's not just one night, it's several nights. And like you said, it's also on the same night as the candlelight tours, which will, like you said, will help relieve some congestion over there because everybody loves to go see the tour with the candlelight because the museum is absolutely beautiful there.
It's very popular. I think Darla told us how many were in last year, but it's an amazing amount of people. I volunteer, and there's been times where you can't even see across the mansion. there's just so many people crowded in. So we hope this will help. That'll help with the social distancing, and so we can at least have it.
And and at least for me, hopefully we'll have more Christmas-like weather, you know, instead of 80 degrees like we had last year. I'm not asking for zeros, but maybe like in the 40s, maybe a little Christmas feeling, you know, that way you can kind of walk across the plaza with some hot chocolate and just kind of enjoy the music in the background, just so it'll sound. I'm getting excited about it already. So
well, you need snow for Christmas.
Yes.
That's the way I see it.
Snow, not ice, though. So
that's true.
So we'll take snow, not ice, though. But yeah, I remember last year it was like, well, I think it was like 80 degrees on Christmas. And I was wearing shorts. I was just like, this is not Christmas feeling.
No, take something away from it.
Yeah, it does. It does. But again, it's a lot of you guys are doing a lot of great things. And also the park update, correct?
Yeah, the Union Pacific Park Planning. We have our group in town, and tomorrow we'll be over at the location at 8th and Elm, kind of walking through it, trying to get a design down that we can get submitted to Union Pacific for their approval before we start on it. So, I mean, we've got plenty of time. We hope to have it open by July next summer. So, but, you know, it's never too early to start.
Absolutely. Get started early. That way you don't, that way you can have plenty of time to get it finished. So, so again, that is just kind of an update on the Union Pacific Pocket Park over there at 8th and Maple, like you said. So, again, and that's right. That's over there. That's right by the Midland, is it not?
That's the parking lot where we kind of show the movies.
Okay.
And can sit.
Yeah, there we go.
So, hopefully we'll have some added benefits.
Yeah, that would
next year.
Maybe
movies,
a movie at the same time. I know.
Yeah, there's a lot of ideas floating around. So if you have any ideas, you know, go to I Love Coffeeville and Coffeeville's Reawakening. You can volunteer there. You can let us know if you have any ideas, if you're a vendor. Also, Facebook page, you know, the normal social way to get a hold of us. So,
all right. Lots of ways to get a hold of you guys. And so
one other thing, Kyle, that I wanted to mention on the movie, on our posters, I think we've got the movie starting between 8:30 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
But as
it's getting earlier, our almanac over there, I think sunset tonight is around 7:28 or something like that.
Yeah, it just seems around 7:30, 15 till 8.
It was
getting fairly dark. So we will start it, you know, as soon as it starts getting dark.
Right,
so
where you can actually see the screen. Yeah, where you can actually see the screen. So make sure, just keep an eye on, you know, when sunset is, and then kind of head down there maybe 30 minutes before.
Yep.
So that way you can get your spot, get ready, or maybe head downtown a little bit early, go to one of the restaurants down there, have dinner there, and then come on over and watch the movie. So there you go. Just make a night of it. In fact, that's what my kid and I did last time when we were there. We went and ate at one of the restaurants in downtown, and then we just came right over and watched the movie.
Right.
So
that's
the best way to go about it. Well, Denise, thank you so much for coming in today. Really do appreciate it. Lots of great things on the docket. You guys are doing a great job. And again, the best way to get a hold of you guys is ilovecoffeeville.com, the one-stop shop for a lot of the places here in Coffeeville. But again, Denise, thank you for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have Open Line at the top of the hour. Listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve morning.